Homily 22, Jesus, the Bridegroom, Rethinking Heaven. When people come to me with various issues, I always ask, if you had one wish, what would it be? What is your immense longing? When I tell them that they are ultimately seeking the kingdom of God, I often get a puzzled look. We all want God, Christ, and a fully transformed creation, a fully fulfilled self. This new creation that is also called the new creation. This is not heaven in the popular sense. This morning's gospel portrays Jesus as the true Messiah, Israel's bridegroom. The kingdom of God has arrived in person. Because Jesus is there, everything has changed for the better. So there is no room for fasting and mourning. Although he points indirectly to the sadness and mourning that will follow when he is crucified. Both in yesterday's and this morning's gospel, Jesus contradicts Orthodox Jewish ways, both of acting and their expectation of a Messiah king warrior who would overthrow the Roman occupiers, the pseudo-king Herod, finish building the temple, enforce strict observance of the law, and restore Israel as a superpower. Even John the Baptist, whom many consider the high point of Jewish holiness, is puzzled by Jesus' behavior. Are you he who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus chose Matthew, a tax collector, a profession hated by Jews. Matthew arose, play on the word resurrection, and immediately followed Jesus. Jesus sat, ate with tax collectors, sinners, to symbolize that the kingdom of God is open to everyone, not only to the so-called righteous who despise those with whom Jesus ate. Notice, he didn't eat with BC students or Jesuits. He and his disciples do not fast, which was the way observant Jews remembered the many tragedies in Israel's history, especially the destruction of the temple. Because of Jesus' presence, now is the time for feasting and rejoicing. The kingdom of God is here in person. In the words of Bobby Dylan, the 60s hippie songwriter, the times are a-changing. Matthew's gospel was written for the Jewish and Gentile Christians in his community. And Jesus' teaching about the old and the new fits right in. Give up your old ways. Jesus, crucified and risen, has changed everything. He is Israel's true Messiah, the Savior of the entire world. The Apostle Paul said that everything he had lost to gain Christ, he considered as garbage. The Greek is much more powerful. I have long pondered what he thought when he was in prison awaiting possible death by the sword. He knew that in one sense the kingdom had not come. Herod was still king. The Romans still ruled. However, Paul knew that the kingdom of God had arrived because the Father had raised Jesus from the dead. The times are a-changing. Pope Francis's recent encyclical on the environment brings out the full meaning of Jesus as the start of the kingdom. Francis wrote that the ultimate destiny of the entire universe, notice, not only humans and angels, the entire universe is in the fullness of God, which has already been attained by the crucified and risen Christ. Francis goes on, does not the book of Revelation teach that the Messiah, King, Lamb, who sits with God on the throne, makes all things new, and that every creature in the new heaven and on the new earth, under the earth, in the sea, and all that is in them, shall praise and worship the slain Lamb. So, Jesus the Messiah King is not only the King of humans and angels, but also of animals, plants, insects, vegetation, rivers, oceans, the sun, the moon. The King also of the entire future new earth, here, where his new creation is being fulfilled. That is our immense longing, not heaven in the popular Platonic spiritual sense. Is this your view of heaven, with all creation, not only angels and humans? The bridegroom is with them.